Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk.
Ridonculous.
Only longer and dumber. It's Nerd Talk Plus. Brandon is late, of course. The first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. Whew. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi. Hello to the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Neona, Wanshang, howdy. Chilama. Can I pet your cat?
Sorry, just fixing my camera. Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy Nod Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Siege!
We actually did get one note that I can't find right at the moment, but... The one that I remember, because I was talking to Gravy in the pregame, was, hey, I'm a new listener, and I play you on Apple CarPlay. Is that what it's called, Gravy?
Yeah.
CarPlay?
Yes, thanks CarPlay. Thanks for doing that. We appreciate you.
And I noticed that your faces are staring back at me. I figured out who Greg and Siege were. I think Brandon's the other guy laughing, and then there's one guy who looks like a cop staring directly into the camera. It freaks me out, and I can't listen while driving.
First of all, mission accomplished. Secondly, he is a former service member and hero, so you put some respect on that. He looks like a cop. That's more like
yeah. Right? And he's creepy when he stares at you, which is why we love him.
I found his, there he goes.
Oh God. There he goes. Stop it.
Boner killer. Jeez. Well, hi there. I don't remember what we were just talking about before we started, and I said we should go with it.
That you're not grateful anymore.
Wait, what was that? But what led to that? What was it that led into the gratitude
talk? Oh, I told you look handsome, and you just said no.
I just, maybe pointed out this is like the opposite of improv, and I'm like, no, that's my new thing. I'm now no, period. It's no longer yes and. It's just no, full stop, leave me alone. That's not a healthy way to be. I'll get better, I think. I asked my child today, I was like, hey, you think I'm going to get better? And he was like,
At what?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know, I'm feeling not terrible all the time. And he was like,
oh, no.
That's, you know, mom says she does not. yeah. And then it reminded me of how a few weeks ago, I'm going through a rough patch. I think that's pretty clear or whatever. But a few weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I'm over all
patch.
This. How dare you, first of all. Secondly, I was like, I'm over all this gratitude stuff where everyone's like, you got to be grateful for everything. I'm like, no, there's so much in my life that I hate that I don't have any gratitude for. And I'm no longer going to pretend like it. Now, shout outs to the fine folks at Barrett Media, specifically Mike Stern, who wrote a very nice article about my kind of like a brief article about my career as a morning host in a radio station in Seattle. For anyone that's new and listening, that's my preliminary job. That's what pays for this podcast to happen. Not the rest of the guys, just me. But that's how we fund the podcast existing. Which is nice. I guess we don't have to pay for it ourselves. Also, the other benefit is I don't think that they know I do it. So I don't think anyone has ever from work listened to this, despite me talking about it a lot. I should stop that, actually. But yeah.
Talking about it at work? Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah. Just,
if you want to keep your job.
Yeah, I mean, just we had to put a disclaimer on the beginning because I was so insecure about the thing we were talking about. Like, so for anyone who's new, thanks for PodRanker for making that possible. I do a segment on a radio station in Seattle, 107.7 The End, and the segment's called Nerd Talk, and it's 1 minute long, and it's usually about like some current science, space, nerd stuff, right? Maybe technology, video game, or something like that. And it's about four sentences long within a bad joke at the end. It's like a pretty standard. You know, write a.
I like the joke.
Thank you. It's kind of monologue-y from, you know, late night television back in the day or whatever. That's kind of like what I really like the most. And so I've just always kind of done that. And then when podcasts became a thing, my podcast kind of failed. And then someone else was like, you got to do this. You got to do something else. So I picked this. And it immediately went from being us, shout outs to Dave Clark, who was like,
oh, sup, dummy.
Man, I used to love Nerd Talk until you guys just made it into a comedy podcast. And I was like, well,
I mean,
it's, I got to let this out somewhere.
You didn't
somewhere.
Find it was funny before?
Otherwise, road rage is taking over. So it's like one or the other. So, yeah, so anyway, my era of gratitude, I will no longer be gracious with my gratitude. I will be, I'll be sparing with it. And I think it's going to go a lot further that way.
I agree. I like it. Okay. I like this.
Yeah. Joined the world of online dating this week, Siege. Have you done that before?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
We haven't matched yet.
I'm surprised. Whoa. Are we drinking the same thing?
No, I'm drinking a White Claw.
Oh,
it is.
So I'm just drinking a white monster.
It is not. It is not great. I forgot.
There's no laws with White Claws, though. So
I just told you that I joined a dating app, and then you won't be surprised that I also feel like a fat piece of shit. So like I'm trying to like cut out the calories and switch to something that that skinny girls drink or whatever. So.
Instead of drinking cooking sake, I've stepped up to White Claw.
Now hold on. I did finish off my bottle of cooking sake before I came in here, okay?
How many bottles of those cooking sakes have you finished drinking them?
It's a 750, right? And I probably had like 11.
Roughly. Hey, this is my buddy Gerg. He's drank $80 worth of cooking sake.
That's generous. I think it's more like $60.
You can't round down. It doesn't work that way. Can't undrink the sake.
Yeah. No, it's just the price, not the quantity.
Oh, got you.
It's just you're giving it too much credit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The grocery store by my house has a lot of sales on cooking sake for some reason. Nice. I don't know.
I can't keep it in stock anymore. I wonder why.
To be fair, it's not just for cooking, but it is the like bottom of the barrel sake. Like I looked it up first. Of course, I went to Reddit to find out if it was worth it or not. It is.
What is the worst sake available?
I said, "What is the best affordable sake?" And it was like, yeah, I was just buying this one because it was like, that tastes fine, I guess. And then someone was like, no, it's this one. And I was like, this is going to break the bank. And I went, and it was like a worse looking packaging next to the one I was already buying. And I was like, all right, well, I guess they say this one's so much better. I got to tell you, it's pretty negligible. It's, yeah.
Well, you know like how it is when it comes to like Chinese food and Mexican food and all sorts of non-American foods. The worse it looks, the better it probably is.
The sketchier the label.
Yeah.
The better I'm going to be. Yeah. So sometimes I go to the Uwajimaya, which is a Asian food store in Seattle. And sometimes I go there and they have an incredible sake section. I actually go to the one in Bellevue because I'm a sellout bitch. But
yeah, you are.
But I go to that one because it's near ballet class for my kid. And I buy sake there. And I mean, you could waste a ton of money on sake, or you can go to QFC and spend $7.
Anyway. You can get two bottles of what I drink.
Yeah. This is really making me feel pretty awful, just so you know. Not the sake, but the talking about how I'm devolving into just garbage man.
See, now that I know that you're actually on the digital dating world, this is what your bio should be.
I drink an abundance of cooking sake.
Yes. I could be drinking this. It's like, since I've joined this, I have now stepped up from cooking sake to White Claw.
I'm watching my figure.
Trying to let you know I'm making an effort.
I did 10 push-ups today, guys. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
My son and I, go ahead.
It turns out all that shoulder rehab I did was the thing that I needed to do in order to be able to do a push-up again. So here we are.
Yeah. There you go. Congratulations.
What about you and your boy that I follow on Instagram now?
Oh, man, that's dangerous. All his little high school girlfriends are following me, and it's...
Now, I hate to be clear, your boy is like 16 or something like that. Yes, so he's yes. It's not like it's my 8-year-old that we're all following on a no. platform he shouldn't be on.
No.
Man, he's good at Roblox. Your kid's real good at that. I'm real glad that we found him on there.
Thing is, my son already gets mad at me because, like, if he goes into a grocery store while he's visiting me and starts talking to like one of the cashiers or something like that, trying to flirt, she'll be like, "Yo, tell your dad I said what's up." And he's always like, "Damn it. I can't bring you around any of my friends."
Meanwhile, see just like across the store with finger guns. Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, that's right. Pew, pew, pew.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, my son and I are doing, because he's trying to get into Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University by joining the Naval ROTC. And for that, the major fitness tests and everything. So we're trying to do like competitive things with each other, just trying to complete like 100 pushups a day or like 100 lunges or whatever a day.
Who's winning?
Oh, man, I think we're tied. He actually got to 100 the other day. So I'm just like, ha, 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 ha. But of course, I'm doing granny style because I have no head and no back.
You heard it here first, the breaking news on TikTok Plus. Yeah. I had to, whatever. I'm not going to get into my push-up routine. No one wants to hear
I want to hear about your 10 push-ups.
About my long levers. That's what I was taught by this awful woman.
Were you dangling? Were you doing it naked?
No.
Why not?
I was at work. You know, on the I work out on company applies. Time, dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Just see you guys, naked over there in the studio.
Have you gone back and watched more of the footage as it's come out from the Chinese marathon run by robots, the half marathon that they did? Like, I saw someone post last year's results. So what happened is, in some province of China, they have a half marathon and they let robots run it first or whatever, or after, just to prove how awesome robots are coming along, right? And last year it was like they were hilariously bad. It was like AI was 10 years ago with Will Smith and the spaghetti or whatever. Remember that? Like, it was like bad like that. And now it's like almost unrecognizable from being fake. That's not quite as bad as far as it's gone.
Deep fakes.
But I have invested too much time into watching all these robots run, and we are so done for. I mean, it is unbelievable. Like, once they also can fly, how long until we have flying bipedal robots? Like, how long until like Iron Man robots are flying around shooting at us, do you think?
Well, I mean, if they need to be like man-shaped or human-shaped, we're still a ways off, but I mean, birds aren't real, so we've already got flying robots.
I want it to be RoboCop only in flight. That's what I'm waiting for. I think it's going to happen before we know it. Because
it happened in Detroit before anywhere else.
You see the video where the robot is demonstrating its karate and it like kicks a kid in the head? I watched it 100 times.
That's my favorite one.
Because I wanted to be like, block! Idiot, what are you doing?
Oh man, I would love to see you fight a robot.
Oh, I would love win. Oh, I would definitely win against a robot for sure. I would go full Cobra Kai. I'd sweep the leg and then it would explode all over the ground, and then I'd be like, yell like, you stupid robot bitch, like over and over, and like start crying, and like it'd be like a whole thing,
like, punch it right in the lithium battery until your fists are bloody and it explodes right in front of you.
Oh, taking me down with it.
Yes, the dream.
I was texting with Gravy earlier, just transitioning here. I was going to wait till Brandon got here to talk about this more, but Anthony, I was talking Pizzeria. To him about my experience with online dating, and I remember when I did it the first time back 12 years ago ish. It was the worst I'd ever felt about myself.
Well, just be prepared, buddy. I'm here for you.
It turns out that I found a way to feel worse about myself.
Nice.
Through the well, whatever. And now I'm back at the online dating and I feel as bad as I did the first time, but that's no longer my the no longer the floor of my feelings anymore. Ooh. Like I can feel worse than that, but it is not great because it's all I've done well for myself in my life. I'm like a successful, charming man. I'll just say nice things about myself for once or whatever. And in the online dating world, it is not that. No, period. and then you get online and it's just like, it's a whole awful, terrible world where like none of it makes sense and it's all very strange. And I'm not taking it super seriously because you can't, because it's going to make it so sad.
It'll ruin you.
So when you say I should add how many bottles, let's just keep an update of how many bottles of cooking sake I've consumed.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty funny to just update it regularly. But nothing makes me feel worse about myself. Well, one person can, but we'll leave her out of this. But
I thought you were going to say me.
No. and so I wrote to Gravy today. I said, and I'm sorry to my... I have one person who is older than us in mind that I'm thinking of, but I said, Gravy was like, have you watched Darth Maul show yet? And I was like, no, not yet. And he was like, you still got time before the pod so we could talk about it or whatever. I was like, no, I'm too busy kicking 60-year-olds to the curb, because that's a lot of what I get, which is...
Nice!
Something crossed my mind where there's maybe some money in that, and like, maybe I shouldn't be so... This is your new Nana. My boy.
You remember, what was it? Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison? Which one was the one where he was singing to the door, through the door intercom, and it turned out to be like an old Chinese lady?
I don't know that. I don't think it was either of those, was it?
Oh, man. Both of the Happy Madison productions.
First of all, how dare you?
Yeah, I know.
Secondly,
it needs to be done.
Yes, I've seen those movies. We've got to remember what my wheelhouse is.
Yes.
Bad 90s comedies are the thing I have seen sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah, like I've seen the Ace Ventura movies, for instance, okay? Like that's that same era, right? That's like the same when I was in middle school going to movies, that's what we were seeing, I think. Wayne's World was the other one. God,
so good.
Anyway, so he said, "Yeah, I'm just too busy kicking 60-year-olds to the curbs," and LOL from Gravy. And then I said, I'm going to level with you here. I said, "This truly makes me want to die." Not kill myself, okay, just to be clear, but just like drop dead is what I want. I just want my heart to give up or whatever. I think, this is what I said, I think I might start believing in God just to have him smite me. And Gravy says, what happened to Greg? Oh, didn't you hear? Smote. He was smoten. I thought it was smoten. Yeah. First one in like 4,000 years. For sure the first one outside of the Old Testament. I'm like, this is... I do love the sound of that. And then he said, the Catholic Church is going to make him a saint. They say only the most devout can be smote. Oddly, his emissary is a Floridian man who insists he's to be known as Saint Gerg.
Yes.
And then I've been walking around going, Saint Gerg around my neck.
Oh, like my
singing
God.
Singing my Metallica song. And... So anyway, I would love it if I could make a Saint. I want a Saint Gerg, whatever you would call it, like idol that I can wear on a chain. I want myself. There he is.
There he is.
We're going to have to get him caught up here real quick.
Whoa. Somebody looks extra freaking...
He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizzeria. No, some call him Tony Pizza. His mother calls him Anthony Pizzeria. But that's you. You call him Mr. President of the HOA. He's Brandon from the internet. Hello, tan Brandon, with your shirt off, running in a race.
What's up? I didn't run. I walked.
What's up?
I saw some running because I saw some bouncing boobies. Okay, and I was like, "Look at this guy!"
Oh yeah, yeah. That's I've got the teats.
Are you on testosterone treatment?
I probably should be.
estrogen treatment.
Yeah.
You looked great though. You're fit. You're tan.
I'm not though. I had just spent the night before having violent diarrhea, so I think I just looked more skinny.
That's why you look so good.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's one way to get abs is have violent diarrhea.
That's right. Yeah.
Are you allergic to something? Is that how you had violent diarrhea?
Yeah, I think I'm allergic to whatever bacteria was in the food I ate.
Definitely not from Anthony Pizzeria.
I don't know. I don't know what it was from, but let me tell you, it cleaned me out.
All right. Well, you look excellent. Good now. So whatever it did, do it again.
Yeah. I highly do not recommend a night of poo water and then
I got a story about that today.
And then walking 12 and a half miles the following day.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
Did you see Ryan Castle at that from KSW, the radio station in Seattle?
Oh, was he at Bloomsday? Oh, that's cool.
He always goes to it. He runs it every year. Oh, it's his favorite event, he says.
It is a very cool event. Honestly, it is the best. It's called Bloomsday. This year was the 50th year. It happens every year in Spokane. And it is one of the most fun. Like, it is everything from as you're going along the route. It's the weirdest. First of all, it's the weirdest distance. It's like 7.3 miles long. It's, I think, 12K.
What is it?
It's a run. It's a run and a walk and things. And it goes around the city and it goes through some cool parts of the city and through downtown. But as you're going, there's like just different vendors, not even vendors. They're just people who have set up tables with stuff and not stuff to sell, just like, hey, here's some Otter Pops and here's some beers and, you know, whatever. And
here's but an then ice there's cream like cone a, full of meat.
There's a variety of music along the route.
It's called an empanada.
It was like the music was everything from this like really actually good 16-year-old, like the kids in the band were 16 years old playing death metal to like a guy playing live like DJing while also playing live saxophone over his DJ set, which was as I walked past him, I was like, this is who I want to be, this guy.
Glad you got that out before I could respond. Yeah. I was gonna say not nice things, so yeah, yeah, it sounds great.
And then it was actually very good. And then there was a lady playing Glory Glory Hallelujah on an accordion. So it's just like such a variety of performances.
I had the weirdest experience. I was at a Mariners game and I stood up for God Bless America, which is a huge no-no in my book, being an atheist and like being weird about America stuff right now. I stood up and both of my people next to me did not stand up, including like I know both of them. And I was like, well, I've committed.
Republican Gerg is here to stay.
I was going to say, the way you get out of that is you just got to stand up and then fart and then sit back down.
Do you remember, Brandon, do you remember from the Sounders, he would run and get the jerseys out of the back or whatever?
Yeah.
He was there too with my coworker, and he stood up too. He stood up first, nice. And that's why I just stood up too. Like, are we standing?
Yeah. And
I
was like, and he looked at you and made eye contact and was like, yeah. And you were like, oh no.
No.
He's like, I knew you were a patriot.
And Greg was like,
and I sat back down. Brandon, I'm gonna explain something to you real quick, and I'm gonna cut it all out so no one has to hear it again, so that way you're up to speed, but then everyone doesn't have to hear the story again.
Okay. Saint Gerg.
So now you're up to speed on why we're saying Saint Gerg. Okay.
Saint Gerg. Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Great.
What's your what are you the patron saint of? Killing
Stranger Week.
Stranger Week.
Stranger Week brought to you by Saint Gerg.
Which Stranger Week made me want to kill.
I waved with my left hand, to be clear, everybody.
I noticed. <know. laughs>
Oh, well, that's great. I feel much better. I was feeling terrible when we started, but this is great. Talking about killing. Really working out nicely for me.
It makes reverse my week psychology better every week.
A couple things from the text this week that I was thinking about. I was texting Siege, and I was talking about White Monster. And I said, White Monster, which he's drinking. I'm like, that is, it's endlessly funny to me, especially when black people have to buy it, that they're buying a drink called White Monster.
That's right.
Which I think is like uncomfortably hilarious. Then it dawned on me that I was at a work party the other day, and I brought my Rubik's Cube because I didn't want to talk to anybody, and it was like a going away party for somebody, and I was like being a punk. So I brought my Rubik's Cube, and I was doing that because I knew they would talk to me about that, and I could just like deflect and just talk about that. Fine, great.
The going away party, and Gerg's like, go away already.
I'm like, can I go away?
Saint Gerg a volcano. Is ready.
So anyway, and then I had this like memory of when I was first starting Rubik's Cube some like 15 years ago. Every time, I'm sorry, this is going to be controversial. I'm not, this is just anecdotal. I'm not saying it's true for everybody, but this is what I said at the party without saying the preface. But every time I would solve a Rubik's Cube in front of a black person, they would be 100 times more blown away than any white. Like, without fail, they were the best audience ever for performing Rubik's
Cube. It's like,
Cube
if you've too. Ever watched, have you ever watched like Street Magic? Like anybody performs Street Magic.
Brandon to bring it up.
I am the nerd version of Street Magic.
Yes.
Right? They'd be like, no. And I'd be like, yeah.
What? What? They watch you solve that. I just walk away. They just walk. No, you can't touch me with that.
And then they turn around 20 feet down the way and they go, no.
Like, yeah. It's, yep. Yeah. Nope.
So I said that it went over not well.
So you're like, it's just an observation.
Yeah, it was exactly. And one guy, I was like, let's call my black friend. And I was like, no, we can't. I mean, you can't set it up. It has to be natural. We can't just call a guy and be like, yeah. What do you think of this?
Hey,
like,
my friend wants to show you something.
Yeah, my white friend wants to show you something. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then third, this is just a chain of thoughts that all go together. White Monster is Diet Coke for tattoo people.
Yes. I love it.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm not saying that other people like Asian girls can't have White Monster because they do.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Asian
again,
girls have tattoos
reason.
Too.
But
like anybody can drink a Diet Coke. Like anybody can drink a Diet Coke, but it's not everybody's drink.
I don't see tattoo people drinking Diet Coke that often, to be fair.
Yeah, you haven't been to the Spokane Valley.
Compared to how much I've seen him drinking White Monster? Are you kidding? But like non-tattooed Asian girls still drink White Monster, which is again hilarious because of the implication. Amazing. But it's it's like White Monster's the Diet Coke for tattoo people. I just want to put that out there. Question of the week, is White Monster the Diet Coke for tattoo people?
Of the week.
Of the week.
Okay, when we come back, I told you that we will have something
week.
About poo water.
That's nice.
Yeah. As well as This Week in Dreams. I had a little burp slip out while I was about to say This Week in Dreams. That was fun. Well, the future of putting out fires sounds so much better.
Wait, is this with poo water? Is this story related to poo water? Oh, no.
The future of putting out fires sounds so much better than the unexpected shower of poopy water that we currently have. Have you ever seen sprinklers? What's in the sprinkler systems in most places is like a gross brown sludge of like ancient water. Like it's there and like the first
gallons. You mean like the sprinkler systems in like a fire suppression system in the building?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the sprinkler system in my front yard that I run through naked and like drink.
But I said the future of putting out fires. I thought maybe
I was thinking like wildfires.
You turn on your sprinklers and put out the wildfire? Like okay,
yeah. Fair. No, I was thinking. No, but you didn't say sprinkler. You didn't say sprinklers yet.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Anyway, less about the poopy water. This is actually pretty sweet. There's this company in California I'd never heard of this. It's called Infrasound Speakers, and it blasts waves at a certain frequency or something like that specifically target oxygen molecules to push them away from a fire. Oftentimes it would be used in a kitchen is where they're showing it off. If there's like a grease fire, you get the oxygen out of there and the thing runs out of fuel to burn.
It's Are you brilliant. Serious?
Yeah,
this is like my theory of yelling at fire and it'll go away.
This is this. I can't believe we got.
There it's gone. Look at that.
I can't believe we got yelling at fire to make it go out before we got opposite smell.
Before we got GTA 6.
Opposite smell is what I was trying to think smell. Of a couple weeks ago, Brandon. When I feel like
opposite, like if we have the technology to do this, we have the technology for opposite smell.
So that's where my brain started going. And I'm glad you went there too. Cause I was like, imagine if you needed to clear out some farts and like, what is it in your gut that makes farts smell bad? Like if you could just redirect
for me, I have perfect farts,
the sound waves to be able to blast that part out. It's like, you know, it's sulfur at some point or whatever, but it's like something that you digest. It comes out as whatever. Gravy, could you Google what makes farts smell, please?
What if you just, what if the
Officer Gravy, sorry.
What if the sound of your cheeks clapping while you were farting, changed? What if like that sound could be what made your fart not smell as bad?
But what if you could train yourself to produce that frequency?
it's like training yourself how to whistle.
This is evolution.
Exactly. It's like the wizard bird, only for your canceling your fart smell. This is innovative. Okay, like you're starving fart of fuel.
after finally trying Nutella just a couple weeks ago, I've learned that my farts actually smell like Nutella.
God damn it!
So I don't want to change that now.
It's called hazelnut, is what they smell like.
I don't know what's in it.
So your farts just smell like a nice fall candle.
like a Bueno bar. Yeah.
So you guys are gonna have to yell at my butt to put it
out. Damn, all these jokes are so much better. The joke I had on the radio is that I've been told that I really know how to suck the oxygen out of a room or something. I don't remember.
That's good though. Because it's
suck
true.
Off. You know how to suck off the oxygen.
From the oxygen glory hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. St. Gerg strikes again.
Wait.
Guys, I went from check that. I've had a pretty good arc, guys. I went from 2 Darth plus Gerg. Years ago from Darth Gerg to Saint Gerg. I mean,
do you remember proud of myself. You were going to have Year of the Gerg Dragon?
Year of the Gerg was the thing that happened, but then it got cut short when I got dumped again. that ran out of steam there. Then I went to Japan and. Well, for a few minutes it was back, and then, then it was gone again.
Darth
Gerg. Yeah, Darth Gerg was there, and so.
And then you were a Republican.
Boy, yeah. You know what they don't have.
Apparently you're Republican again. Dude, I think that maybe standing for God Bless America might be your, like, gateway drug to becoming a Christian.
Smite me, God! Thank you. That's how I imagine God sounding as he's granting me my wish because he got too drunk. He's like, yeah, dog, I'll do that. Today I made a comment on a Men in Blazers post and they responded to it. And I was like, that's the equivalent of asking God to smite me and him being drunk and being like, you got it, dog. Like,
God likes this prayer. God just puts the sticker of the double purple dildo on your prayer.
Double robot Brandon.
All right. Well, that's lovely. Let me go to my Nerd Talk Plus notes because we've learned. Farts smell primarily because of sulfur compounds, specifically hydrogen sulfide produced by bacteria breaking down food in the large intestine. Yeah, so we need sound waves to rattle around the hydrogen and then also the sulfides, and maybe it's in sequence, and it sounds something like... Exactly. Yeah. Siege in his well-trained clapping cheeks.
Do you think people would be more receptive to loud, like loud farts if they knew that the reason the fart was loud was because it was causing it to not stink?
Absolutely.
Farts like they'd stop. Like farts would stop being rude.
The sound of farts is what is funny.
Yes.
The smell of farts is hilarious, but also not rude. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
it's
yeah.
like rude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's rude because, yeah, exactly. But the sound of farts.
Is it rude? Okay, here's the thing that happened once. A girl that I kind of knew, we were in, it was at work.
Did you pay for it?
I worked on Mount Rainier, and we all lived on the mountain when we worked there. And there was a group of us one night at dinner. We were like playing cards or something. And one of the other one of my coworkers, this gal, she farted. It wasn't audible, but a stink happened. And it was bad. I mean, so bad. Like I was going to throw up bad. And
I just couldn't stop eating. It was like crazy.
I was looking around. I was like, you guys. This is so bad. Like you have, like whoever did this needs to leave right now.
Needs to die.
and then your girlfriend she got up and left.
It was on my girlfriend, and she was like, she was like, I'm sorry. Like she got, and then she kind of started crying because I basically forced her to admit that she gave the rankiest fart that I had ever smelled in front of a group of people.
Tell us who farted! Stand up and admit it right now!
What was ruder, that or the fart itself?
You, for sure. That your take was much easier.
I'm still thinking about it 10 years later. Actually,
so
15
she,
years
to
later.
Be fair. Yeah.
She's literally, like, right now, it's just like, started, broke
her
out in tears.
Just started tingling. Yeah, I had, I was seeing a girl who, it was me, her, and my dog on the couch.
Hi.
And then there was a fart smell. And, you know, when you're around your dog, you know what their diet does to them because they only eat one thing. And
you
I was
also
like,
know your dog's brand.
She was like, oh, chowder. Totally. And I was like,
yeah, I know
like,
this dog's farts.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I literally stopped liking her because of it. I was like, don't blame the dog. Like, that's the best dog, and you're blaming my dog.
Like, own it.
Instead, yeah, put your cheeks up to my hip and do it on me, and then make me be like, ah, come on! For some reason, do it. Anyway.
This week in dreams.
Yeah. She got hotter as she got older. That's crazy. Shout-outs to... my picture on Instagram for more than a decade was me acting like I was smoking a joint, but it was a roll of turkey. And she had taken that picture from me and she's like, this is the best picture of you ever. So I used it for a decade.
Just thinking about that photo, I already know that it is also the best picture of you ever. It sounds amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. It was real good. Yeah. So, okay. What else do we got here? Oh, you know, we started this the other day, and then we got distracted, then we started again or whatever, but I want to know more about the etymology of the word hockey. Did we talk about that all the way through? Did we get through that?
Yes, we
hookers.
Did.
Ice hookers.
Oh, that's
ice
right.
hookers.
Okay.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we got that.
Yeah.
I saved something from Instagram that is how big would wings have to be for humans to fly, which I think is
incredible. I like this.
Yeah, hold on. Let me dig it up here.
24 pumpkins.
Okay, that's about 26 feet long. Pretty quick, quick math there. Where are my favorites at?
I'm so much better at estimating in pumpkins than I am in numbers.
Okay, yeah. According to scientists, this is from History Cool
Us?
Kids is the Instagram account, and I give them credit for being decent, okay? Like, I feel like they're not just BSing us or whatever, but I don't like when anything says, according to scientists, no proof, if a human had wings, each wing would have to be this much longer than your height in order for you to fly. How much is that? Siege already said... What was it again? 26 pumpkins?
24 pumpkins. 24 pumpkins.
Siege is making a 1-inch sign. He's holding up to the...
Wait, the whole span or each wing?
Each I was saying wing, the whole span.
Each
How
wing.
How long span. Does each wing need to be in order for you to fly?
2 feet longer than your height.
2 feet longer than your height. All right, great.
I was
going
to say double your height is what it has to be.
Double your height. Awesome gravy.
I would say triple your height.
If you said double your height, you're wrong.
You'd have been wrong.
It's triple your height.
Oh, dang it.
Well, so technically he's over.
He's so over. I win.
Okay, on a technicality, I guess. So I've never considered how many pumpkins tall I am. I guess I'm 6.5 feet tall, and so that makes me approximately
78 inches, right? That'd be 78
inches.
Divided
by 13.
Yeah.
Divided by 13 and a half.
I thought it was 13 is what we went by.
Yeah, it's 13. No. 13 and a half, I'm pretty sure.
I like to be exact.
Clearly. Using the average size of a pumpkin. Let's be exact about that estimation.
Basically five and three quarters pumpkins.
I don't like that at all. I've always been over six as an adult.
Imagine.
This is the one area where I'm more than six.
How many pumpkins is gravy? Are you going to worry about it?
How many pumpkins? Gravy's 5'8", I think. Maybe 5'9". Gravy? 5'8". Okay.
You giving him that inch to be generous?
5'9". Yeah, of course. 5'9". if he was in the MLB before the last year, he'd be 5'9". And so what is that? That's...
So 69 inches.
Nice. Yes.
Yes.
He's 420 centimeters tall in Canadian. That's
five, great. 5.1 pumpkins, Gravy.
So Gravy and I are the same amount of pumpkins?
No, you're five and three quarters. He's five and a tenth.
No,
five.
The same main number. Five. Like, yes. God damn it. This is the one thing I have going over everybody.
You're within a pumpkin.
God damn it.
Pumpkins are big, Greg.
Some of them, they come in a variety of sizes and shapes. Okay, see,
it's funny to think that if Gravy put a pumpkin on his head, he'd be taller than you.
God damn it!
But it he'd have to put it vertically.
Yeah. Because we're talking diameter here.
Yeah, he's 5.1 vertical pumpkins. Okay. What if we talked radius, which was 27?
That's not the right word.
No, you're thinking circumference.
So that's what I meant. Circumference.
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 That's Brandon Stoichiometry name, okay? Yeah, so anyway, I'm how many 5 3/4 pumpkins? So that means I'm 15, 16 and a half. I'm just over 17 pumpkins in wing length for each wing in order to fly. Nice. Glad we got
That's
to the bottom
wing?
Of that, guys. Huh?
That's each wing? That's not
each wing? Yeah, each Whoa. Wing.
So your wing would have to be triple your height?
Yeah, each wing, triple
holy
your height.
Holy crap.
So I'm 6 foot and I said 24, so.
No, yeah, 18, I guess that's 18 would be three times six.
I don't know what math is. Don't talk down to me. This is not a well-researched podcast.
Three times as many, so it'd have to be 24 feet, which is almost 70.
Were we talking about pumpkins or feet?
Yes.
Correct.
How many...
The things that Americans will go through to not use the metric system.
Then how many pumpkins would my feet need to
Shout
be,
out
man?
To Maria. Wait, had I seen Maria last week when we did this pod? Was that a thing?
No.
You saw her? You tell her I said what's up?
I hope she still listens. I genuinely hope that she still listens to this so she can hear me say these things. But I was driving. I do karate on Mercer Island in Washington here. And she lived there. And I used to go to her house either before or after karate. And we'd fool around. It was awesome. Then we split up. Whatever. That's fine. And then I go to the grocery store that's like right down the street from her house. Like all of the time. It's like my main grocery store.
And you stare through the shelves waiting.
And I, with my hand in my in my pocket, so I was going to say pocket, where my wallet is. I thought for sure after 6 months of like going there and not seeing her at any of the spots on Mercer Island, that for sure she was not there. Then I was turning to go to karate the other day. For anyone that's new to the show, thanks for joining us. Thanks to Podranker. I've got a black belt in karate, so I was busy going to polish up those skills. And as I was turning in, I came to a four-way stop, and I looked over, and there she was in her fancy car. And I was like, oh, shit, there's Maria. And I freaked out or whatever, but she was in the middle of screaming at somebody on the phone, and it was awesome.
That's the best way to be like, roll down your window.
she didn't see me or whatever, but the main thing, that the reason why I say I hope she hears this, is not because I saw her being unhinged or whatever, because that's, I think that that's funny when you see people the way that they really are, is like a really, that's a charming thing. But she looked so hot. I was like, oh my God, she is so hot. She looks so good. Like, oh my God. So then I had to text a couple people, Gravy, and be like, I just saw Maria. And I was like, kind of want to text her. And he was like, absolutely not. You are not allowed to do that. And I'm like, fine. Okay. I definitely should have, because yeah, you should. You should DM her for me.
Well,
Greg saw you. He said you were looking real hot.
I'm going to send her one of those inflatable.
Comes out next week.
The inflatable car sales people that she loves so much.
Oh, yeah. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube, man.
That's right.
It's a weird thing to know. Anyway. So, yeah, that was weird. If anyone is not familiar with the show, she used to rank the jokes on the show when we were dating, and it was always Siege was the funniest. That was the thing.
Yeah, it's bull.
It was terrible. Brandon and I carried the show for years. Brandon's trying to
look me right in the eyes through the computer.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like, oh, yeah, well, rate Gravy's jokes there. That his are probably even better than most of mine, to be fair. At the end of the show, he's burning us like that. It sucks. God damn it. Do you guys ever order your groceries via like the internet and then go pick them up in person? Like after somebody gathers them for you and you go get them or whatever?
All the time.
Yeah.
Dude, if I don't have to get out of my car and wander into public, I definitely do that.
So there's a thing about that. It was like, there's this book that you can read. I don't have it handy or whatever, but like, it's about Instacart.
Somebody farting on all your groceries.
No, it's about Instacart is known to change the price of things depending on who the shopper is.
Oh.
And so as the social media companies and as our phones and everything collect more data about us, if they share it with a site like Instacart or whoever you use, I'm sure they're not alone, they will sometimes know that you are able to or willing to pay more for a product. And so there could be two shoppers, like virtual shoppers, that could be in a store collecting the same exact items. You can submit the same list. And they found that different people submitting them ended up with the same exact products, but at different prices. And it's this flex pricing that they do.
Wouldn't the only person, the only people benefiting from that would be Instacart themselves, right? Because you got to think the item is the same cost in the store, right?
Exactly. Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and then, so that's when the store started figuring out that, like, if they put in the, you know, the, what is that called? Like the, it's like the stuff that you use to write on like a Kindle or whatever. It's the, it's not, it's like not liquid paper. That's like laid out or whatever. But it's like when things digital, it's like digital paper that can change. They can easily change the price tags on stuff. And so will, as more people go to open the door on the ice cream on a hot day, the more times it opens, they'll just drive up the price without having to actually manually change the actual sticker on it. And so, as time passes throughout the day, something might get more expensive as more people buy it. It's like a true flex pricing. It is absolutely hated by everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Well, Washington needs, I think, to, or Florida, I guess, could be more like Maryland, who just made a law that grocery stores can't use surveillance pricing anymore when you're shopping. They put an end to it because in order for people to live, they need to be able to buy groceries to, you know, for eating and stuff. And it can't be a competitive market.
This is
real time.
This is one of those things where it's like you realize we have this technology to be able to charge different people different things. And we're using it for the worst possible way. Because like the as we're talking about this, I'm thinking like the only way that I could see this ever being good is if it was like, hey, everybody pays full price unless we realize you can't, and then we'll charge you less so that you can. Like,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
We will subsidize, you know, like, hey, you still have to pay, But you are subsidized. And rather than having people have to apply for, you know, benefits or whatever it might be, it's like, hey, we recognize because we have all of your data. So we know that you don't quad, like you don't, you can't pay for this. Like we will just subsidize it automatically. Like we will take it off the top. But instead, as a culture, we were just like, well, you'll still pay the most. You'll still pay the full amount and everybody else will just pay more.
Yeah. 100%. And it's so I found this out from this other thing that I do with my billionaire, and like he's outraged about it because it's like that's insane that like somebody who is every time you get ahead a little bit, somebody's there to take it so a billionaire can get more billions. So Maryland stepped
up. Tax the rich.
Absolutely, dude. Into oblivion.
Yes.
Or what are they going to do? Move to Dubai? Have. At it.
Please.
Go right ahead. So that's the thing that's going on. But in Maryland, they're no longer going to let that happen. Now, people argue that there's consequences to it, and they'll find other ways to tax you, basically, by, you know, from the, like, promotional pricing and from the, what do you call the, like, the enter your phone number, you know, the shopper
things
rewards. And there's ways around that. But, like, the fact that they're actively changing the price for people depending on what they can, how much they can pay is atrocious. And
that the
more
I hear Greg talk about this, the I'm just picturing him slowly sitting down during God Bless America. But then he gets a slightly more red take. He starts to, maybe he's fully standing.
But I do hate like, graffiti. Oh, there
he goes. Traffic circles. Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Whoa. People cheating at traffic circles drives me crazy. I love a traffic circle.
I cheat everywhere.
Well, then that would drive me crazy if I. But you're in Florida, also. It's different there.
Yeah. You've been in my passenger seat. You know what I'm capable of.
Telling somebody that they've been in your passenger seat sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah, it is.
You've been in my passenger seat.
You've had my popcorn shrimp.
I have been in his passenger seat, and it was not a euphemism.
And
he was
Hot Pockets.
An airboat to see alligators, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm still so jealous.
Yeah,
we gotta take a pod trip. Stop being jealous. For sure. Just come down.
Yeah, let's do that.
Stop making excuses. Your wife was here before you were.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I want to go down and after watching the Miami GP stuff, I don't want to go for that. I just want to go hang out and like.
Speaking of surge pricing, the $150. Did I read a headline? This might just be like bull crap. Brandon just reads a headline online and reports it as news. So it's Brandon.
Need a song for that.
Brandon's bull crap.
But it's
Brandon reads a headline.
$150 hot dogs at the F1 race.
I don't remember last year, the controversy around everything was insane where it was like, if you get into the VIP area, then it also is like, not only did you pay $1,000 to be there, but then it's $200 for lunch. And it's like, it's insane. Anyway,
dude, it's all a cash grab. It's all it is.
Speaking of cash grab, it's time to prove who has the best grasp on reality with a little game of Guinness time.
Oh, that's a nice transition, Greg.
Thanks.
Truly.
Dudes, question. How many times has a group of, wait, I gotta get the right word, it's non-tuplets? No nuplets is what they're called. Nine.
That's Italian octuplets.
is that nano tuplets?
It's add one the gentleman's inch.
It's like a baker's dozen.
No nuplets. How many times have no nuplets made it to 5 years of age?
Oh.
How many times has a full group
what
of
a no terrible nuplets question?
Such a, wait, made like it to five. So all nine have to live all 5 years? Yeah, or just absolutely. Like one just of them, one of them has to make it.
No, I think they all have to survive is the point. Okay. Because I don't remember who won last week, but we're going to start this week with Gravy. Gravy,
I think Gravy destroyed us last week.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, Gravy just liar.
Say twice. It's only happened two times.
Two times! Well, Siege, you're next, I guess, just in order of whatever.
Sexiness?
Oh.
Do you think you're less sexy than Gravy? Is that what I just heard? Okay, good.
No, that's we're fine. Going from least
Gravy's
to best.
The sexiest, and apparently Brandon is the least. That's...
Officer Gravy.
That really messes me up. I find you all to be equally sexy, just for the record.
We're not your children. You don't have to say that to us. You sexy can tell us who your favorite is.
Sexy doesn't mean attractive is maybe the best take I've ever heard on this show.
That's going in your, is that going in your online bio?
Sexy doesn't mean I'm sexy. I didn't say attractive.
Yeah, they just need to take one look to find out.
How many times has it happened? Zero.
Zero times. Oh, I love that take, Brandon.
Nine.
Well, I guess technically by Price is Right rules, Siege is the winner. Happy fifth birthday to Molly's Miracle Nonuplets what is today called? May the Fourth Be
May
with You.
May the Fourth Be with You.
2021, nine children were born to some people in Casablanca, Morocco, and this is the first known incidence of nonuplets surviving to this age.
Wow. Hell yeah, Morocco.
Yeah.
Shout out to the lady with the litter.
Yeah, that's too many kids.
That's a lot of puppies.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people spinning upside down on their heads. That's wild. Farthest standing sideways jump.
Oh.
Farthest.
Wait a second.
Standing sideways jump. Why did it get so loud? Who got loud all of a sudden? Is that Brandon that got loud, I think?
What?
Someone got, it got like real background noise. It's okay. Don't worry. Farthest standing sideways jump as acted out by Brandon. There, that was great.
Is it both feet planted and then just like jumping?
Yeah, it's like squat down and boing to the side.
Does it matter if it's like the Pixar lamp?
Like the Pixar lamp, I guess. It's funny because they're using it for mocap is what they did this for. And so, it's a farthest standing sideways jump.
Now I'm trying to picture which minion was jumping sideways that far. Let's see. Gravy goes.
What's the flag with red, white, and red? Is that Austria?
Does it have a tree in the middle of it?
Wow, that's a big jump.
I think Austria's right.
Gravy. Farthest standing sideways jump.
5'9".
5'9" with the gentleman's inch.
Gentleman's inch. Okay, great.
Siege. 5'9". All right. 6 feet.
6 pumpkins.
That's 6 times 13 and a half. That's 60, 80, 72, 6 and a half. Okay. That's, 7 feet. We're going to call it. Okay, great. 7 feet.
Oh, it's 78. Okay. It's 70 or it's like 79 or 80.
Could you next time guess in a number that I can actually process, please?
Yeah, you just did. You did very good. I'm proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you. Brandon, I don't know what Siege said already, but wrong.
He said he basically said 80 inches.
Okay.
Which is
81 divided by 12. 6.75 like feet.
He said 6'8".
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
As tall as you.
As tall as Greg.
No, yeah. I'm only 5 pumpkins tall. We all pointed that out already.
Yeah. No, you're 5¾". Stop crying.
What did Gravy say? 5'9"?
5'9", yeah. I was just some number I can't remember already. And Brandon. Farthest standing sideways jump.
81 inches.
What did Siege say? 6-something? Okay, great.
Yes, 6
Farthest standing sideways jump, 2.83 meters or 9 feet, 3 inches.
Whoa! Brandon.
Point for Brandon.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks, guys.
That's so far.
I'm going to do an act out so you guys can see it, but I'll have to just try and describe it.
You're going
to
pull your what out?
You ever have a bottle and you like do that and it like, if you think about it, if you like did this to a bottle, then it would like blow out the bottom.
You smack that ass and then blows out the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. So like you hit your palm on the, you hit your palm on the opening where you would drink
like
from.
Like a glass bottle, right?
And a glass bottle and the, and the base would blow out. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine if you did that with a elbow drop.
Oh,
onto a bottle. Okay. Oh, yeah, exactly. Brandon, you got it. Oh, Jesus Christ. I almost spilled a whole beer. Oh my God.
Yeah, didn't get that karate trophy for nothing.
Yeah. Good, good. Yeah. Oh man, I made a mess. Okay. Anyway,
you made a mess.
Most glass bottles broken with the elbow, with an elbow drop is how I would call
it. What kind of glass bottle? Like a Coke bottle?
It looks like a, like a bottle of cooking sake, basically.
is the skinny part up or down?
He's hitting the skinny part with his elbow.
He's creating the compression of the air inside that smashes the bottle out.
Smashes the tip with his elbow, it blows it out the butt.
Yeah. Oh man.
I think that's the appropriate way to say that.
In his times in one elbow? He's not like doubling.
No, he's doing one elbow grab, one elbow drop, one elbow drop. Okay.
He's grabbing.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I'm sorry. He's just
grabbing the shaft and holding it in place before he drops the elbow on the tip.
And then it blows out the butt.
Yeah. Nice.
Most glass bottles broken with the elbow in 1 minute by a German, if that makes any difference.
Oh, man. You know that guy's got experience. Gravy first.
Yeah, gravy.
71.
Siege.
Forty-eight.
Okay.
This is gonna sound really mean, but I would like to preface this by saying that I was thinking about this number before Gravy said his, but 72.
Dudes. I don't know what the noise is that they make on The Price is Right, but all three of you are over.
Whoa.
Gravy?
31.
Siege?
24.
Brandon?
32.
Most glass bottles broken with the elbow in 1 minute. 30 by Yin. Iron elbow, Gotti, point to Siege. So what's the score? I haven't been paying attention.
It's tied. Me 3, Brandon 1.
No, it's all three of us have a point, so we need a tiebreaker.
Okay, the longest ever.
Speed round.
Longest ever. How do you have music for this? I'm so blown away. Longest ever tiramisu.
Whoa.
Longest ever tiramisu. I'll take meters or feet. Go ahead.
54 feet.
54 feet, says Gravy.
69 feet.
69 feet, says 69 pumpkins, says Siege. 69 feet, says Siege.
70 feet.
69 radius pumpkins.
That's 1,445 feet and 6 inches. Congratulations. He wasn't close, but he was closest. It's Brandon from the internet.
Yeah. 1,000-foot tiramisu?
How?
We definitely don't have the rights to this.
It's royalty free.
No, it's not. Griffith is going to be so ready to sue us. It's awesome.
No.
Anyway, congratulations. Siege is the legitimate winner of... No.
Yes!
Brandon is a legitimate winner. Oh. Anthony Pizzeria gets himself a free slice by winning Guinness time. Congratulations.
Oh, that reminds me. I did win a free pizza to Mod Pizza a couple weeks ago, and I need to claim that. I just put it in my wallet, and I have not claimed it yet.
You have a pizza in your wallet?
I have a pizza in my wallet, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Can you play the music, please?
Oh, yeah. I guess we got to do that again, don't we?
Oh, damn it. I was going to be able to do it. Brandon with a spit take incoming.
We almost killed Brandon and it almost killed me.
Next time. You'll get him next time, Siege. All right. Well, if you could tell a friend, write a review, or join us online to say sexy things about Siege, you can find us at nerdtalkplus.com. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a clearly very heady show. Joining us at the end, to school us at the end, is Officer Tasty Gravy, not Gervin.
Oh, boy. Well,
Brandon, you missed the beginning of the show where he got called a cop, just so you know.
You do look like the most cop of the four of us.
You should see him with his dad shirt on. It's definite cop vibes.
Do you tuck your polo into your khaki pants?
No, I never do, no.
I don't believe you. You absolutely do. With a belt.
Sorry, Gravy, go ahead.
Greg is going to be fighting a robot at the Wajimaya for the last bottle of cooking sake.
Yes!
Yeah, hell yeah. That's exactly what I want to do with my free time. I want to fight a robot for some bad sake. That sounds great.
as long as the robot's...
Well, Siege, you're getting canonized by the Chicago Pope Leo as Saint White Monster.
Oh, wow! I love that! Oh, Gravy.
Yeah, and then,
I like it. You can talk more.
Brandon is releasing his own line of opposite smell scented candles. The first smell is co-worker lady.
Good one, Gravy. Put me in cuffs.
Put me in Gravy jail. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!